Enter Clooney, Crosby, and Carpenter.
Greetings, B.C.
Now, would you step in here and take over, R.C.?
I'll be very happy to, thank you, B.C.
Not at all, R.C. The mic is yours.
Do I want you? Oh, my. Do I, honey? Indeed, I do. Do I need you? Oh, my. Do I, honey? Indeed, I do. I'm glad that I'm the one who found you. That's why I'm always hanging around you. Do I love you? Oh, my. Do I, honey? Indeed, I do.
Now here's a welcome word for every housewife.
Paper lady, get your Royal Edge and Royal Lining paper.
Royal Edge and Royal Lining paper?
Yes, ma'am. The latest news for every shelf and drawer in your home.
Spruce up for spring. Don't just do spring cleaning. Add the touch of elegance that gives spring cleaning meaning.
Royal Edge and Royal Lining papers look the best, yet they cost the least.
What's Royal Lining for?
Lining drawers, covering closet boxes, dressing up old books elegantly.
Then what's Royal Edge?
Royal Edge is shelf paper and colorful edging combined. You just fold the edging down.
That does save time.
And money. See the new spring fashions in Royal Edge and Royal Lining papers at every variety store. And
spruce up for spring. Make your home bright and gay. Get Royal Edge and Royal Lining papers today.
What's the action, Bing?
I should like to sing Do Nothing Till You Hear From Me, if that can be called action.
Sure is. Great tune.
Well, Duke Ellington's music, of course. Always great, and with a lyric by Bob Russell. By the way, I'd like to point out that Mr. Buddy Cole is featured here in a very stylish jazz organ background during this rendering.
Do nothing till you hear from me. Pay no attention to what's said. Why people tear the seam of anyone's dream, that's clear over my head. Do nothing till you hear from me. At least consider our romance. If you should take the word of others you've heard, honey, I ain't got a chance. I've been seen with someone new, but does that mean that I'm untrue when we're apart? The words in my heart reveal how I feel about you. Some kiss may cloud my memory, and other arms may hold a thrill. But please do nothing till you hear it from me. And you never will.
Time, I should like to ask a question.
And what is the question?
What I would like to know is, what happened to the calendar girl?
What happened to what calendar girl?
All calendar girls.
Well, I don't know. You got me.
Haven't you noticed the calendars this year?
No, I got an old 1947 one I keep looking at.
Well, it must be a dandy.
Oh, it is.
I'd like to have seconds. Here we are way into this year. Haven't you looked at the calendar, Ken?
Well, actually, yes.
And isn't something missing?
Oh, you mean there aren't as many calendar girls as there used to be?
None. Calendar girls seem to be out.
I think it's about time. I think they were going a little too far with those calendars.
Wait a minute. I don't know about that. But there are 300 million calendars sent out in this country, and very few of them have calendar girls this year.
There's nothing wrong with a good seascape or a good landscape or a townscape.
And horses and dogs are wonderful.
Birds, moonlight scenes, very popular.
But the calendar girl is out, huh?
Yeah, and I wonder if that means that women in America are on their way out. Do you think that's the beginning of a trend?
Don't be silly. It only means that women are out on calendars.
Well, I was just asking.
And then only temporarily. Don't worry. The calendar girl will make a comeback.
You mean we might get tired, huh? Mountains and rivers and birds in flight. But we never get tired of women.
You might get tired of them, some of you boys, but you're never going to give them up. You know that, don't you?
Well, then our conclusion is that the calendar girl is out. But not for long. Can
She'll
we conclude that?
She will be back.
Well, I'm certainly glad to hear that.
Well, you can bet on it, Ken. Those are the absolute bare facts.
Next on the calendar is a song.
It's never quite the same. It's never what you hope to find. You never see the pictures you have painted in your mind. The rainbow looks so beauty when you see it up ahead. But when you get up close, you find there's too much green and red. But there's one joy that measures up to all the things they claim. For when you find true love is yours, you're never quite the same. Oh.
You ever hear the expression, down in the mouth?
Oh, I go you one better there, Ken. I've been down in the mouth.
I wonder how the expression started.
Maybe a guy ate some goose feathers by accident.
Oh, you're sharp today, Rosie. How about down at the heels?
Meaning a shabby appearance.
Right. How do you think that started?
Oh, I'd say quite obviously from heels that are worn down a little.
Yeah, I'll buy that. Run-down heels do affect one's entire appearance and posture.
Makes you sag.
Yeah, it does. Fortunately, however, up-to-date shoe repairing is available everywhere. Rebuilding worn shoes good as new quickly, economically.
Cat's Paw is everywhere, too. Cat's Paw soft, resilient, non-slip heels. Cat's Paw soles. And lighter than leather, lighter than rubber, microlite soles. All add miles of extra wear and comfort to the whole family's shoes.
So, folks, in shoe repair windows everywhere, look for the famous Cat's Paw Cat. For over a half a century, the sign of the best in shoe repair workmanship and materials.
And look for Cat's Paw on new shoes, too.
I've got a crush on you, sweetie pie. All the day and night time, hear me sigh, I never had the least notion that I could fall with so much emotion. Could you coo? Could you care for a cunning cottage? We could share the world. We'll pardon my much, 'cause I've got a crush, my baby, on you.
Call upon Buddy Cole, the international keyboard favorite.
Oh, I love him. Is that what he is?
That's what he
is. Well, let's hear from the international keyboard favorite. He's all his little favorites.
Looks like you're on by popular acclaim, Bud. Maybe something from your Ingenuity and Sound album.
Thank you.
Rosemary, I'm in the mood today to collect some travel stickers.
Me too. Where'll we go?
Would you be intrigued, for instance, in a jaunt to the Isle of Capri?
Oh, would that intrigue me? It would shake me up.
Well, pull yourself together, because that's where we're heading.
Goody.
Here we go.
Was on the Isle of Capri that I found you.
Beneath the shade of an old walnut tree.
Oh, I can still see the flowers blooming round you.
Where we met on the Isle of Capri.
You were as sweet as a rose, but a darling.
But somehow fate hadn't meant you for me.
And though we sailed with the tide in the morning,
we are still on the Isle of Capri. Summertime was nearly over. Blue Italian skies above.
I said, lady, I'm a rover. Can you spare a sweet word of love?
That Capri Isle was a real rearing.
And we were both feeling romantically.
But then the boat was so worn not to linger. 'Twas goodbye to the Isle of Capri.
Tourists were pure.
Every man hung around with his wife. We ordered pasta and all kinds of
pasta and all
while
kind of
stale mandolins hacked away. I think the pasta is better at Dino's.
We'll sit back on the strip in L.A.
Every time we think of Capri,
mandolins that we heard then,
we get quite a strong misapprehension. We may hear them again.
At evidence
to memories we made them, and to that island where romance begins.
I've often felt that we both might have stayed there if it weren't for those stale mandolins.
If it weren't for those stale mandolins.
Doesn't seem to be any way out of it, folks. We're through for today. But it's been pleasant. Now tomorrow, huh?
See you then.
Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney with Buddy Cole's music were presented from Hollywood. Produced by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. This is Ken Carpenter inviting you to join us again tomorrow.